Get your free 2018 year-ahead horoscope report from russellgrant.com and russellgrant.mobi.
Hello Aquarius, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, January the 20th and the whole week ahead. The sun sails into your sign of Aquarius and it means celebrations are due. Yes, it's your birthday period. And the next 4 weeks, it's all about you, and so it should be. So whatever you need to do, which focuses on little old you, now's the time to do it. A new look, a fresh image, a new career, a new focus on your life, a new, well, whatever you want, now's the time to cast your Aquarian spell on it. And here's your Sunday stars. With the moon into Pisces, this is about money and financial matters. Now remember, yesterday the sun entered your sign. So we're into the Aquarius period of the zodiac and the year anyway. But the lovely energy that focuses on this moon says, you know, there's a lot of things that you can do for you that maybe you haven't done. And perhaps you should start by, well, valuing yourself more and just crocheting up your self-esteem. Here's your Monday stars. A very good source of energy with the moon and Mars certainly means if you focus on finances, you can really come up with some idea of whether you should be investing in something, maybe yourself, or investing in a situation, maybe something that brings your talents to full bloom. And then later on, the moon moves into Aries, and apart from a little bit of a niggle and a tiny wobble when you feel a little bit out of your depth, don't be, because you're much better than most of the people that you're currently sharing your life with. And here's your Tuesday stars. Time to be a little bit careful. There's a mismatch now between the realistic side of your life and the fantasy side of your life. What that means is there can be a Walter Mitty situation happening where you're pretending so much that you actually lose sight of what's going on. Or actually, you are well in touch with the truth. But is somebody around you? I don't think so. And here's your Wednesday stars. Because the moon is going to square the sun, and as we know, the sun's in your sign today, watch out, there could be a bit of a personality disorder going on, which means one thing or another with you. Either you become so over the top that other people can't deal with it, or you become so withdrawn and introverted other people can't deal with it. You need to keep things on an even keel, if only for your own sanity. Here's your Thursday stars. The moon square to Venus currently in your sign, it's not bad, it's not a bad aspect, but it does mean that women in particular can be the source of problems or difficulties or just annoyance. And that's why you've got to be careful. If they're not women, then it could be gay men, because this kind of aspect really is one of those, oh, where you just think, for goodness sake, go away. And here's your Friday stars. Well, I love the fact Mars is moving into Sagittarius. Check that out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Mars moves into your 11th house. Means for the next 7 to 8 weeks, you have a chance and possibility to forge a new future for yourself. Take one of your hopes, one of your wishes, and focus on what it is that you aspire to, and go after those things that you want to do and need to do, because this is a very exciting time.
Get your year ahead personalized horoscope report from russellgrant.com and russellgrant.mobi. Each report is based on your specific time, date, and place of birth, and contains your monthly and daily horoscope for every day of 2018. You can also try before you buy. Visit russellgrant.com and russellgrant.mobi for your free preview.